Daf Ayin Aleph. So we got to the bottom of Ayin Amr Beis. The new Mishnah there. The Mishnah says, we saw this Mishnah quoted before in the Masechta. It says, "Boleshes shenichnas al ir." What's a boleshes? Rashi says, "Boleshes is chayil, soldiers, an army." Al shem shemechapsin v'chotun kari le boleshes, because they search through the different houses. And the Targumina on the Targum says in the Pasuk Vayichapes, Targum uses the word balish. Shabalish means it's Aramaic for lechapes, to search. So that's why it's called a boleshes. So boleshes shenichnas al ir, if a army enters into a city b'shas shalom when things are peaceful. So the halacha is chavayos psuchos, if the barrels are open, we assume asurus, we assume they touch them, and it's going to be aser yainesech. Stam yenam is aser. If they're stumos, if they're closed, mutaris, then it's closed and it's sealed and it still remains as a cheskas heter. But if they enter into the city b'shas milchama, when it's busy fighting, elu ve'elu mutaris, both, even the open barrels are going to be mutter, the fi she'ein panai linasik. They're busy fighting, they're busy searching for people to kill, not to be menasik yain, so therefore it's mutter even if it's open.
Whenever you use man for, to be menasik, exactly how long?
Yeah, I'm not sure if we discussed it. It takes just a few moments, that's it, yeah. So now the Gemara asks on the top of Ayin Aleph, from Aleph Ruminhi, the Brisa says, Ir Shekavshua Karkum, if it's a city was taken over by Karkum, again by they're under siege by some army. Kol Kohanos Shebesocha, all the Kohanos that are in there, all the women who are Kohanim, are going to be Psulos. Normally the Lacha is that if a woman is married, Ashes Ish, Shenensa, that's raped, so she's mutter to Baila, but if it's a Ashes Kohen, so Nensa, then she's going to be Usher to her husband. So all the women married to the Kohanim are going to be Pasul. So how come when it comes to the Mishnah before, we said if it's B'shas Mechama, they have no time to do anything, they're busy fighting, all the Yai Nesach is going to be mutter, but when it comes to this fighting, this is Shas Mechama, Kavshua, they're taking over the city, then they have time to Pasul all the Ashes Kohanim. The Gemara answers a very basic understanding. Amarav Meri Lenasech Ein Panai Libol Yesh Panai. They have time to have Bia, they don't have time for Nisach. Not an issue of really time, it's an issue of what their Yetzihara is telling them. They have a Yetzihara, talk of Yetzihara when it comes to Livol, so therefore all the women we assume are Aser. When it comes to Lenasech, they don't have time or interest at that point while they're busy fighting.
From what Andy just asked, is it that when a goy touches, it becomes Nesach, or is it that meaning that we have suffic nesach and we don't drink it. Meaning the touching itself makes it nesach?
No, it does not. There are two levels. There's a deraisa, yai nesach, mideraisa. They actually do a nesach, which is simply shaking it. L'shem avodah zara, right. That's aser mideraisa. Stam yenam is an iser midirbanan. Even if they just touch it, bimaga, that makes an iser midirbanan of stam yenam.
But stam yenam is now, is it in those days was also stam yenam, or it's nowadays because we don't know?
Also then. Nowadays it may not even be anymore, actually.
So in those days, so stam yenam was in those days, if somebody just touched that, we don't know, that
correct.
Becomes stam yenam
right.
In those days.
And
nowadays,
that's,
we say stam yenam just because the takana is still around.
No, so there's a machlokas, Rashi tells us why stam yenam is also, either because it's a different takana, nothing to do with yai nesach, it's just
right,
chasnas,
right.
Or because it's a gzera of shema yinasech.
Right.
Nowadays, where no one does nisach yain anymore, so Rashi says nowadays there shouldn't be any problem of stam yenam. But we assume like Tosos that even Mishum Chasnas is part of the reason, and therefore it's still Aser Bizman Azeh. The Mishnah now tells in the top of Ayin Aleph from an Aleph as follows, that Ha'umnen Shel Yisrael, if you have workers that are, Machlok is what exactly the case is, but Rashi seems to understand the Jewish employer, and he has non-Jewish workers, Sheshalach Lehem Oved Kochav M'chav Shel Yai Nesach Bishar. So what happened was, let's say I've got a whole business, I sent my non-Jewish workers to go work, and I ask the person, the client they're working for, to pay my workers, and then I'll pay you back, something along those lines. So that non-Jewish client pays my workers in Yai Nesach. And now when I pay back, I'm in essence paying back, I'm being machlif for Yai Nesach. I mean, no, you can't switch, you can't be machlif, you can't switch Yai Nesach. So again, ha'umnan shel Yisrael sheshalach lehem oved kochavim chavisha yai nesach. So I've got Jewish workers that are being sent. The non-Jew client paid my workers with yai nesach bishar as a form of payment. Mutter lomer lo, I could say tein lanu es dameha. So give us the money. Meaning what? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says mutter lomer lo tein la es dameha. You could say it's permitted to give them the dameha. D'halo kanila. They never really accepted the Yai Nesach, who ain't no chayv lehen el amalos. I only have to pay the money to the worker. They never really accepted. He was offering to give them Yai Nesach, and then I'll pay the client the money afterwards. But if they never actually accepted the Yai Nesach, I'm allowed to say, hold on to your Yai Nesach, I'm going to pay my workers. But If Mishenichnis Alir Shuson, if the workers took the Yain Nesach, and now I want to pay back the client, and that's going to be reviewed as a replacement of Yain Nesach, so then the Mishnah says that's Usr, because it's Usr to get Hanab, or really Usr to pay, rather, for Yain Nesach.
Even before they did the work?
Even, I'm not sure if there's a distinction before or after the work. If they paid them, before or after, seemingly
still
before, yeah, still payment, exactly. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Mutter li adam lomar leoved kochavim, a Jew could say to a non-Jew, say the hafas alai manas hamelach. The hafas manas really is hafas is to appease. Manas is a arnuni. Rashi says it's a taxes. So you could say to a non-Jew, please on my behalf, please represent me and pay my taxes for me. So what does that have to do with anything? So let's say he pays the tax with Yai Nesach. He says, I guess they had barter of some sort. You could pay without money. Here's Yai Nesach. That's considered a good enough payment. That's completely mutter. Rashi explains that it's mutter because even though the non-Jew is giving Yai Nesach, if I, and I'm paying back the non-Jew now for laying down the money for me or laying down the Yai Nesach, that's permitted because if I wanted, Rashi explains, I could have really just paid money to the... Let's look at Rashi inside, I guess, to make it clear. See, Rashi, Dibur Maschil, Tsei V'Hafei Salai Manas HaMelech, that I could say to a non-Jew to represent me and pay for me the taxes, I'll pay him back. Look halfway down that Rashi, it says, Afa Gav De Koyov Hai Ovid Kochavim Yai Nesach. Even though the non-Jew paid to the government Yai Nesach, V'Hai Yisrael Hu Pari Dameh, and now the Yid's paying back the non-Jew money, so it sounds like he's paying in place of the Yai Nesach, Kaven to have a mati l'sluke l'shlicha. Interesting line, shlicha. I'll get to that in just a second. Since the yid could pay the shliach, the malka, the shliach of the malka, bezuze with money if I wanted, kiyav le over kocham yai nesach lav shluchaim di yisraelu. When the non-Jew pays instead with yai nesach, not with money, that's not considered in place of yai nesach. Because again, I had the option of paying yai nesach. I have the option of paying money. The shliach decided to pay Yai Nesach for me, that's not considered replacing it because I could have paid money. That's, well, Gemara is going to ask a question in just a moment from our, not from our Mishnah, but from a different case. What's interesting about this Rashi is, Rashi used the language of shluche. It sounds like when I ask the non-Jew to pay for me the taxes, he's called the shliach. Problem is, the Rishonim ask, ein shlichas legoy. You cannot appoint shlichas, a goy cannot be a shliach, it doesn't exist. So some say Rashi doesn't really mean shlichas here, it simply means represent me, but it's when he pays for me, I owe him altsam dini mamunis, but not because of any shlichas going on here. But others say the Bach holds, and we've seen this before, the Tosos, I think Rabbeinu Tam in Ezo Neshach talks about this, we assume that there is shlichas legoy l'chumra. Normally the Gemara says ein shlichas legoy, but there are a couple of exceptions. If it's going to turn into a chumra, that's going to make me chayiv, and we actually say there is shlichas legoy. One example is we had said in the Tosas and Ezo Neshach, when it comes to ribbis, appointing a non-Jewish agent to do ribbis for me, that is an example where there is yesh shlichas legoy l'chumra. Another example is Amir la'akum, according to one Rashi, I think in Avodah Zarah, says Amir la'akum is also because of shlichas. They all ask, ein shlichas legoy. They say, when it comes to l'chumra, we say yesh shlichas legoy. This would be another example, yesh shlichas legoy, when it comes to paying Yai Nesach.
It says here, it says, yeah. On the mission, it says that only the case where the volume on the ratio that the polim agreed on the schar, they cannot return it. But if they didn't agree yet, even though we say that chatzirah konelo le'adam avalo be'al korcho, so and when they know that they would lose it, so only when they agreed they lose it. If it just comes in stam and they didn't agree anything, they can still return it and get the money.
So the qualifying one says Misha Nichasa can't be against the will. Misha Nichasa only if they accept it because they don't want b'al korcho. Okay. Right, they talk about this, we've discussed in the past, let's say it's a Pesach, and some guy drops chametz off on my property on Pesach, now I violate an issur of being kona chametz on Pesach? Certainly not, because you can't, bal karcha, make me acquire something that I don't want to acquire. Okay. Gemara now says, after saying that you are allowed to tell a non-Jew to appease the government, pay the taxes for me, lay down the money, and I'll pay you back, that's all permitted, even though the goy paid Yai Nesach. So asks the Gemara, Meisive, Al Yomer Adam Lobet Kochavim, a person shouldn't say to a non-Jew, Old tachtai leotar, represent me to go to the Rashi says to go to the officer, the police officer, the government. Represent me. A person should al yomer. You can say that. So we just said above. Rav says you can tell a non-Jew to appease the government and pay taxes. And here the Braisa says it doesn't. You're not allowed to tell a non-Jew to represent you. So the Gemara says there's a difference. Amr le Rav, old tachtai leotar kamras. You said go tachtai, go accept in the place of me. That's when it's usher. Halodamya, our case of Rav above, where he does allow you to say to a non-Jew to represent me, that's Lodamya El Allaha. It's only similar to a different case of Aval Omer Lo Malteini Min HaOtzer. Save me from the Otzer, save me from the tax collector, that's allowed. But to say Tacha Tachtai, to Mamish represent me as a Shliach, that's when it's Aser. Because when he's Tachtai, if he pays the Ayin Nesach, I can't pay him back for the Ayin Nesach. If he says, just save me, but don't be me, that's when it's Mutter. That's a distinction according to the Gemara. Okay, the next Mishnah tells us, the next Mishnah and the rest of the Daf is extremely, not extremely, but it's a bit confusing. So the Mishnah says, HaMocher Yeinu Lo'ovid Kochavim, a person sells wine to a non-Jew, Pasak, let's say they make a decision how much it's going to cost before he actually did a medida. So then damav mutarim. Then the damam are still mutter. Because what goes on here is we're concerned that once the guy takes it, now he touches it and moves it, it's going to be yai nesach. Now let's say he has not yet acquired it yet. If he hasn't acquired it yet, it's still my possession, and he does some type of nesach, it's now yai nesach before he gets it, and I can't sell it anymore. So what the Mishnah is saying here is, if you pasak, if you make a decision what the price is going to be for the yain, you pay the money for it. Before he did a medida, so now he owns it. He paid the money for it. He owns it. And afterwards, when he measures it and he takes it, it's his already. And when he moves it, yain esek, it's already out of my possession because we already made a, we paid with maos. But if the Mishnah says, madad ad shalah pasak, let's say he measured it before giving money for it yet, so he touched it, he moved it, so then it's still my possession, he hasn't paid for it yet. Now he's doing a nisach while my possession, it's now yai nesach. And now when he tries doing a medita and tries, when he pays for it afterwards, it's already asur, it's already going to be considered forbidden. So there's a little confusing. Let's look at Rashi just to clarify. The Gemara is going to talk about this. But Rashi says, if you look four line, narrow lines up in Rashi, ad shalop nadad dama butarim. Before he measured it, so then the money's mutter. Mefarish b'gemara time of the explanation is as follows. Ik demokila mishum mishicha ba'ovid kochavim kana. There's an opinion we'll see in the Gemara that when he does a mishicha, in general, the way a goy is kona something is through a mishicha, through pulling it. Hilkach, therefore, kishimodid, when he does a measure of the wine, haidim mishicha, that's considered pulling. Vikanya ovid kochavim yad, and he automatically, he is kona. So now the guy does a meshicha. He owns it. Now he owes me money, though. So now the outstanding payment that he hasn't paid is called a halva. He, now I lent him money, in essence, by him not paying yet. The yai nesach lo havi adinagiba. So measuring it is a kinyan, but that's not nisach. Nisach is only when he actually touches the wine. So let's say he puts a measuring. I don't know how they measure the cups. They measure with cups. That's not called nisach. That's just called a meshicha. So he measures it. And then that's medida, he's konit, but it's not yai nesach. So now he's konit, he owns it, he owes me money now, that's all permitted. And then when he touches it, that's yai nesach, but that's fine because he already owns the wine, so I owe the money before he actually does yai nesach. That's why it's permitted in that circumstance. But let's say they're continuing in Rashi now, madad ad shelo pasak damav asur. He measures it before actually paying for it. In this case, though, even though there was a medida and there was a meshicha, there is no kinyan. Why? Because since he didn't pay for it, we didn't decide a price. He doesn't know what it costs. There's no price tags. I'm measuring it. The guy could say it's $5,000 for a cup of wine. I'm not going to pay for it. So medida alone won't yet be kone. And when Hilkach says Rashi, ki noge be, when he touches the wine, have a yai nesach the Yisrael before he actually paid for it, and I still own it as the yid. So therefore, it's us in that case if you didn't pasuk mamav. So in order to get around it, first decide a price, then let him do the medida, in which case the medida will be the kinyan, and then after the kinyan, when he touches it, it's already his, and I can still collect all my money. So it's quite confusing. Gemara says, Amar Amemar. Amemar says the following. Meshicha ba'ovid kochavim kona. When it comes to ovid kochavim, the kinyan that works is a kinyan meshicha. So, teda, I'll bring you a raya. The honey parsa, these Persians, mishadre pardashni lahadade, they would send these given gifts to each other, velohadri behu, they wouldn't retract. So we see, by simply a meshicha, I sent you a gift, and you're moshich it, it's final. We see a meshicha alone makes a sale final. So there's a very interesting tosis here. Reading the Gemara here, what kind of proof is this? Just because a Persian do it that way, does that mean that's the halachic way of a kinyan? So some say, in a chanami, the way kinyanim are defined is by social norm. If that's how people make acquisitions, one of the examples they say, handshakes. Handshakes is considered I don't know how it works in the business world anymore, but at least in the Gemara, many times by a handshake in the postgame is considered a final deal. So that's not brought down.
It should be that way.
It should be that way. Okay. So that's how the poskim say you should have a handshake. When we sell the chametz to Izzy here, we do a handshake as part of the kinyanim with one of them. So that's a handshake. There's no source, because that's the social norm of how acquisitions are finalized. That's how the simple understanding of the Gemara here. But Tosas says on the side here, Amar Meimar, Meshicha Ba'ovid Kochavim Kone, Teda Dahani Parsa, Meshade Dashanev Ahdadi Vlahad Adibu, says Tosas. Omari, Deinze Ikratam. That's not the reason, because that's what they do. Because of social norm, that's not the explanation. El mishum da meimar savak Rabbi Yochanan. He holds like Rabbi Yochanan, damar maos konos. He holds that maos konos, when it comes to a yid, money is a final payment. And the Gemara darshins v'darish la misecha b'kesef. Only la misecha to your friend, a yid, kesef works, maos konos, implying over kochavim mishicha. It's really based on the gzeres hakasev that mishicha is kona by a goy, not because that's what the Persians would do. So there's a machlokas whether or not it's based on the minag or based on the din derais. Gemara now says the opinion of Rav Ashi is different. Rav Ashi Amar Liolam, really you could say otherwise. Liolam Eimulcha Mishicha Bovid Kochavim Eino Kona. Really, Mishicha doesn't work by a non-Jew. Bahai Dila Hajibhu, why wouldn't they retract on the different gifts that they would send each other? The Ramos Ruchahu Dinakitalu, because of they say Gasas Ruach, Rashi explained, because of Gaiva, they wouldn't retract. I'm not really sure how to take this exactly, because I don't know if there's a better explanation in the So I don't know what that means. Well, whose kavod is referring to? It's not kavod to retract.
The one who give it,
it's it would be weird for him to ask for it back.
You're not a man.
Uh-huh. Say, I want that gift back. That's what it is. So their own kavod, it's not really because it's final, but because he doesn't want to look silly in the eyes of the recipient, he doesn't want to retract. And therefore, it's not a proof that Mashiach is necessarily kona from the fact that the Persians send gifts and don't retract. So there's a long toast I'm not going to read down here. He points out when Rav Ashi rejects, Rav Ashi isn't simply rejecting B'dichu Ba'amah, he actually believes this. He believes that Kinyan Mashiach doesn't work by Goyim. He argues completely on the first opinion. The Machlokis and Poskim, Rav Ashi toast, how do we paskin? Do we paskin that Mashiach works by Goy, or do we assume Maos is Kona by Goy? So Rav Ashi toast argue, and in the end, Tosa says, in order to be Yotei all Shitas, if a person is selling something to a Goy, best to both accept money and also to make sure there's a Mashiach to satisfy both Rashi and Tosos from the Gemara here. Okay, now this is where it really gets confusing. Gemara now says, Amar Rav Ashi, Mina Aminala, how do I know that Mashiach isn't kona by a goy? Mida Amar Lahu Rav, the fact that Rav had advised Lahanu Sivuyasa, Rashi says, these different Moche Yain, the people selling wine, he would give them the following recommendation. Ki Kaili Se Chamra, when you measure the wine to sell to the non-Jews, what you should first do is shakli zuze minayu. First, take payment from them first, and then hadar kailunu. And then afterwards, you should measure for them. Vilo nakita bahadayu. Let's say they don't have money with them. They came empty-handed. They accepted. They wanted to pay use on credit, but there's no money to pay. What you should do is osfunu, lend them money. Now you give them the money now, and then let them pay for the money, and then they'll have an outstanding loan. So give them the $500. They'll pay you $500 now for the wine, so that now then you'll give them the wine. And then there's the outstanding loan, halva, which you could collect on. So what's the reason? This way to halva. If you don't do it this way, meaning if you don't accept payment first they're kona the yayin, and then you pay for the wine, then you rather collect from the wine the money afterwards for the wine. And then it's going to be in your possession during Yai Nesach, it's going to be Aser. And now when you're going to be collecting money, you're collecting money in Yai Nesach. Meaning what? If they take the Yai Nesach first before paying for it. So now they take it. So now you haven't sold it yet. It's still yours, even though they're holding it. And now in their possession, they're making Yai Nesach. And then when I go ahead and collect the money from them afterwards, so then I'm collecting money on Yai Nesach. So what's the problem here? If you assume Mashiach is Kona, we'll see in the Gemara in a second, what did I give it to them? It's theirs. So it must be that we see Isagadaitach Mashiach Boi Kochavim Kona. If you think that when a Goy pulls it, it's already his, so then it becomes Yai Nesach in his possession, I should accept money afterwards. Midamashcha, when he pulls it, Obi Kochavim Kanya, Yai Kanya. When he pulls it, that's when he's kone it, And then Yain Nesach lo havi adinagi bar. It's not until he touches the wine that it's become Yain Nesach. So from the fact that Rav recommended that these mochi yain don't do this, tells us Mashiach alone isn't kone. When the goyim pull it, it's still considered the Jewish owners, and therefore they touch it. It's the Jewish owner's yain, he just made yain nesach, and now it's too late to accept payment. So that's why Rav says, first accept payment from them, and only afterwards you give it to them. So we see from here, most konos for a goy, not Mashiach. Gemara says, not sure. You can't bring Miraya from that recommendation of Rav. If the yid was measuring and pouring into his own bottles, he has his own bottles in the back, he poured into his own bottles, if he recommended to not accept payment, rather to only accept payment first, you're right. That would be a raya, that you have to accept payment first. But we're talking about a whole other case here. Lo tzich, our situation in this case is the kakayel v'rami lemane dovei kochavim, where the non-Jews brought their own canteens in, their own bottles in, and now I'm measuring out as the Jewish owner, I'm pouring into their bottles wine now. So what's the case here? So if Rashi explains here that, you see, Rashi, b'mana dovei kochavim, the yain shebekli osa, havayai nesach, mikame mishicha. What happens is, when I'm the Jew, I own the store, I pour the wine in. So the moment the wine falls in to their bottles, it becomes yai nesach there, because there's yai nesach at the bottom, inside their bottles, there's already some residue of yai nesach that's there. So they haven't done a mishicha, they haven't pulled it towards them yet. So the moment you pour the yain into the bottles, at that moment, it becomes aser midin yain nesach before there even being a mashicha. I mean, Rav would say, if there's a mashicha, the sale's final. That's okay normally. But here, there's no mashicha. The yain becomes aser even before the mashicha because you're pouring the wine into their bottles. So the Gemara says, I told you, it's very, very confusing. I see some blank stares here, so I hope it's so getting...
I understand the opposite, meaning if somebody would have... If the bottle is from the Akum, then it becomes immediately his.
It becomes immediately Yai Nesach, not his. Remember, why? It's no Kenyan yet. We'll see in a second. We'll see Caleb shall. We'll get to a second. Caleb shall Kone. It's his Kaili.
Because I would assume that the moment he puts in the Kalim, it becomes his before he touches it. So for sure it's not.
So the Gemara is going to address that. Gemara is going to address if the Caleb shall Kone be Shus Mocher. Is his Kalim able to acquire something right in my property? So Gemara will address that point. Let's ignore that for a second. You're right. Let's ignore it for a moment. Forget the fact that the Kalim is Kone something. Just when it gets into his bottle, there's no Mashicha. He hasn't pulled it yet. It's just standing there. So now the wine pours into his bottle, and then the bottle has Yai Nesach in the bottom. So all the wine now becomes Yai Nesach, and he hasn't owned it yet. So it's my wine that's now Yai Nesach in his possession. And now he owes me money for it. When he does a Mashicha, he pulls it towards himself. He now acquires it. But now I want to get payment for my Yai Nesach. It's too late. So the Gemara says, no, even in that case, let's say our Tayuta case where the guy brought his own bottles. It's still not a problem because sof, kimate la avira demana, when the wine is mid-air, so then it's already kone. Rashi says it's kinin hagba, not because of kalim. Kinin hagba, which itself is fascinating. You're holding it. So if it's in mid-air, that's considered hagba. So he owns it mid-air. It doesn't become Yai Nesach. Yeah. What?
Before it goes in. Right?
Before it touches. Before it drops to the bottom. So it's he owns it. He owes me money. And then it becomes Yai Nesach when hitting the bottom. That's what Gemara says. What?
As long as it hit the rim.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly.
Very careful.
Right.
And we don't hold like by the God that once touches the bottom, connected. The top also.
I think Gemara's about to say that. It's a very good. Excellent. You must have read this before. So Gemara says that again, sof kimatu la vira demana, when it reaches the mid-air, kanya, he owns it. It's not Yai Nesach yet. And Yai Nesach lo habi ad demati la arisa demana. It doesn't become Yai Nesach till it hits the bottom. So now, if that's the case, so then the Gemara says, so if that is Shema Amina, we should learn from here, Nitzuk Chibur. Now, Nitzuk is what Riku is saying here. When my wine is pouring into here, for the kosher wine into the Yai Nesach, so now it connects, the wine is pouring. Once it hits the Yai Nesach, it should answer everything along the way. So even that which is mid-air should be answered as well. So if you're assuming that's the case here, the Gemara is really asking the question, Shema Amina, is this going to be a conclusion that Nitzuk is Chibur, that when you have things pouring, it's going to connect the two? That's a Shaila Rashi says, we had an Ibailu in Gemara in Babasa Daf Pehei, which Gemara never really answered. So that would prove one of the Tzadim, that would prove one of the ways, and we can't assume that way. So it's quite confusing. Where he says, lo, that's not the key. Don't bring me a proof here that nitzuk is chibur. If the guy is actually holding it at that time, hachanami, he's holding it. You could say when the wine is being poured in, it's connecting backwards all the ayin nesach up to the wine, even in the midair. You're right, you could have made such a conclusion that nitzuk does serve to chibur, does connect things. But we're talking about a case, letzicha demanech a'ara. He placed the bottle down on the counter. He's not holding it. So therefore, you can't assume that nitzuk and the yain is not kona to the goy with hagbah. Hagbah, or going back to the kinnin case, hagbah only works if he's holding the kli. So now he puts it down on the counter. There's no kinnin hagbah, so when everything falls into the bottom of the kli, it becomes yain nesach, and there is no yet kinnin from the goy. That's why he advised to make sure you accept payment before pouring the wine. Because again, just to be clear what the case is right now where we're holding. The goy comes in, places the bottle on the counter, fill me up with some wine. So he fills up, the Jew fills up some wine there, it goes in, there's no kinnin, because the goy isn't holding it, there's no hagbah, there's no meshicha. So now it hits the bottle, it becomes yayin nesach, and now the goy, Jew wants payment, it's too late, you can't get payment for yayin nesach. That's what we're holding right now. So Rav recommended.
He didn't touch it. He just burned his
clay. No, but there's wine in the bottom. There's some leftover wine from his own yayin nesach that's still there, which is going to contaminate the kosher wine.
And if he's holding it, you could hold that it's not tameh and that nitzuk is not
tameh. That's part of the question. If that's part of the shaila, we're talking. He drops it on the table, which makes sense. A guy comes in, fill my bottle. You don't hold the bottle. He takes it to behind the bar and he fills up. He opens up the wine thing, the spout, and then he fills up that way. It makes sense.
He doesn't want to get it all splattered with.
Right. So then the Gemara says, this is Ricky's question, the tikne le kalev. Wait a second, this is the keli of the non-Jew. Anything that goes into his property, into his kalem, it should be acquired right away. There should be a kinyan. So Gemara says, no. Shmas mina, we could conclude from the fact that the Gemara doesn't entertain that problem. Kalev shelokeach birshus hamocher lo kone lokeach. If I bring my keli, my backpack into your store, I start filling my backpack up, I can't be kone things in your property. Caleb Shokona is only Kona outside the property of the Mocher. Gemara says, lo. You don't have to prove that way. Even if you assume that Caleb Shal Mocher can acquire Birshus Mocher, there's a different explanation here. Le'olam Eimelecha Kona Lokech. Really, a Lokech can use his Caleb to acquire items in the Rishus of the Mocher, assuming there's consent. V'hacha B'mayaskin, what's the case here? Kigon De'ika Akeves Yain Apume De Kuzansa. The kame intachle. I'm not sure how to say this in English, but there's some like cover, something on top. There's some like lid or lip that is yain nesach on the top of the bottle, and therefore what happens is as he's filling up the bottle, it becomes yain nesach right away. Even though you're right, when it enters into the non-Jew's bottle, it kalev shel kona is kona, but here before it even gets into his kalev, it hits the rim. Yeah, it bounces the rim.
Right, it has something to make it easier to pour. Meaning like
a funnel, maybe?
A funnel. Right. Yeah.
And there's yai nesach residue on the top. So as
right.
It hits
so
in,
it's ready, in.
Exactly.
Ready,
yai nesach beforehand. Toz asks the question, shouldn't it be batel barov? If there's a tiny, how much wine could be left over in droplets of funnel? Yeah, isn't it batel barov? So he says, since it's min bimino, low batel. Min bimino is low batel, therefore it's going to be asr b'mashu. So then the Gemara says, fine. So after we've concluded, Rav had recommended to these mocher yayin to accept money beforehand. So because he was concerned if it got mixed together, it would be usher by yayin nesach, and you can't take money for it anymore. So the Gemara says, Ukeman, who's the one who holds this way? This is the lok Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. It's against Rabbi Shimon Gamliel because the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Ha'amar, he is the one who holds Yimachar Kulo Leover Kuchavim Chutz Midme Yayin Nesach Shabo. He actually thinks if there's a mixture, if there's a taruves of a regular kosher yayin with Yayin Nesach, you could sell everything except for the Yayin Nesach. So let's say you have 10% Yayin Nesach, 90% kosher wine. It's all mixed together, so I can't drink it because there's a mixture of Yayin Nesach. But mitzad hana, I could still sell 90%. I just can't sell 10%. The fact that Rav says everything becomes aser tells us he doesn't hold the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So it must be according to a different Tana that the entire taruves is aser behana. Gemara says, wait a second. Midu taima el Rav. This whole explanation is with the shita of Rav. This is all Rav's psak here. And we have ha'amar Rav. Rav holds halacha k'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel chavis bechavis. When does Rabban Shimon Gamliel allow you to sell everything except from the Yain Nesach? That's if barrels get mixed together. I've got 10 barrels. There's no real taruvus mixture of the actual wine. I just don't know which barrel has Yain, kosher Yain, and which one has Yain Nesach. I've got 10 barrels. 9 are kosher. 1 is not. So he says, sell all 10, but don't accept money. Sell all 10, but only accept payment of 9 of the barrels. Don't accept payment of the 10th one. But that's only when barrels get confused. But Rav himself says within Rabban Shimon Gamliel would agree about lo yain be yain. Even Rabban Shimon Gamliel would agree if wine gets mixed together with wine, he would say that you can't sell any of the wine. You can't get any hana. So even Rav would be working within the opinion of Rabban Shimon Gamliel that again, when he said you could sell taruvas of yain nesach, except for everything chutz me yain nesach, it's only if barrels get confused. But the actual wine gets mixed together, even Rashbag would agree, you can't get hana from any of it. Gemara asks the question as follows. Meisivei, they ask the question, alokeach gutos min hovei kochavim, a person buys different pieces of silver from a non-Jew. Umat behen avodos kochavim, you find amongst the silver, there's some idols that are there. Im ad shlo nasan maos mashach, let's say before ever paying for it, you do a meshicha yachzer. You could return the money back to the guy because you didn't pay money for it. No maos konos, you could return it. If there's only meshicha but no money, you could return it. But im mishenasan maos mashach, if you already paid and then you did a meshicha, then when the halacha is yolich liyamamelch, you can't undo the sale anymore. You have to throw it into the sea. Now, if it's true what we were saying above, that Mashiach does work by a guy, amai yachzer, why are you allowed to return it in the first case? The first case said, im achlo nasan maos mashach, if you did Mashiach without paying for it, you could retract. What do you mean? If Mashiach works by goyim, the sale should be final, so it must be that Mashiach isn't kone by a guy. It's only maos is kone by a guy.
So what we hold, the question of Mashiach is both ways, meaning that...
Exactly. Whenever you're dealing, whatever side he's on. Right. When you're dealing with the non-Jew, whether Mocher or Lokeach, Mashiach is final.
He did Mashiach just after. Why did that not make a difference?
So that the fact that it doesn't work. I mean, he did a Mashiach in the first case, the Reisha, since he didn't pay for it, all he did was do a Mashiach so he could retract because Mashiach is not a final sale. Right? You see that first case of Im Achelo Nasan Maos, then he's mashach before paying the money.
He hasn't paid. It's not like
exactly.
He did,
right. Yeah. The second case where he did pay and there's mashiach, then it is final and he can't retract. So Gemara says, Amar Abaye said, Mishum de mechse kemekel chtelos. Now this word mechse appears in other Gemaras, but the mechse doesn't really appear, I meant to say. Other Gemaras, mechse is not there. It's much easier to understand Mishum mekel chtelos. That's why. It was a mistake. That's why in the first case, when he didn't pay for it, he just did a mashiach. He's like, wait a second, there's idols here? I don't want idols. Mekach talos, I'm sending it back to you. So that's why he could undo the reisha. So the Gemara asks the obvious question. Well, if the reisha is a mekach talos, the seif is shown to be mekach talos. Amar Rava, Rava says, the reisha mekach talos, the seif a la mekach talos, naf talos, they're both mekach talos. You should be able to retract them both ends. So Ella, therefore, Amar Rava, Rava says, reisha v'seifa, both cases are mekach talos. And therefore, the sale is no good and null and void, and you could retract. So, but the problem is, Reisha de lo yav zuzei, when it comes to Reisha, where you didn't pay for anything just yet, you just did a Mashiach, if you return the object, lo mech tzchazei kavodos kochavim b'yad Yisrael, doesn't look like you owned it. I mean, even though really Mashiach might work, but when there's a mekach talos, you can't have me acquire something against my will. So a guy sees me in a store. I'm in a store buying silver. I'm pulling these things out. I don't go pay by the cash register yet. I see idols. I said, you know what? Take it back. It's all yours. The guy thinks I'm just looking at merchandise. But once Seifa, the Yav Zuzeh, if I paid for it, and then I start going through the bag of silver, and then I find it, and then I return it back to him, and he pays me money back, he returns it's a refund. So I'm giving the idols back to him, he's paying back the money I already paid him, that's Mechz Chazeh Kavodot Chacham B'yad Yisrael. It appears as if I own the idols, I'm selling it now back to the non-Jew owner, and since it's Mechz Chazeh, it appears that way, they say better to throw it in Yam HaMelech.
We saw something similar a few weeks ago.
We have seen this before, yes, yeah, exactly. When there's a transfer of money, it appears like you're selling it back. Exactly, we have seen this before. The Gemara now says, Amar le markishisha brei derev chista, the Rebbe Ashi. Toshma hamocher yeno lo v'kochavim, a person sells wine, this is our Mishnah, Amar Aleph, he sells wine to a non-Jew. So the Mishnah said, pasuk ad shelo madar, if you decide the price of everything before he does a medida, damav mutarin, so then when he does the medida, since he knows he's doing the medida, the sale is going to be final. So again, you decide price. It's this dollars per glass, this dollars per whatever fluid ounces. So then he does a medida. It's mutter to accept payment. The iamris, if you say meshicha, but we kochavim eino kona, amai dam mutar. If you think meshicha alone is enough, so then rather if meshicha alone isn't enough, so then why the dam of mutarim? You decide a price. You pasuk damav, and then he does a medida. Still, medida doesn't do anything yet. If he hasn't paid you the money yet, meshicha doesn't. He doesn't own it yet. So we see from here that must be that meshicha is kona. So Gemara says no. Hachem ma'askinan the aktim le dinar. We paid up front a little bit. He paid a dinar. He's a dollar, and then let me take the yayin nesach. I'll pay back the rest of the $500 later on. But there was a beginning payment. Ihachi, that's the case where he started to pay off from the beginning. Ihachi ema seifa. What about the seifa? The Mishnah. Madad achila pasuk. If he did medida before he's posik dama, before deciding on a price yet, the dama was asur. The money is asur. The Jew cannot accept payment because it's not owned by the non-Jew yet. And when the non-Jew touches it, he doesn't own it yet. He makes a yai nesach, and you can't accept payment for yai nesach. Now, if we're saying that the Mishnah is a case of either kadim le dinar, if it's where he paid up front a dinar with a small amount of money, even though they didn't decide a price, I know it's going to cost something, so giving a dollar, it's going to be at least a dollar, so the non-Jew gives a dollar, amai dam of asurim, he already paid up front a little bit, so everything it should be owned now, there's mos konos, the non-Jew should own it, and therefore it becomes yai nesach only in the possession of a non-Jew. So the Gemara says no. Amalei ledidach damres. According to you, Rav Ashi says to Mar Kishisha, according to you, Mar Kishisha, who holds that Mashiach bori kochavim kona, you hold Mashiach works by a guy. Amai reisha damav mutarin v'seifa damav asurim. According to you, what's the difference between the reisha and the seifa? Both situations where the non-Jew end up doing a medida, he does a Mashiach. So whether you're posek damav or weren't posek damav, there's a Mashiach first before touching it. So both cases, the goy would own it through medida before actually sticking his fingers in. So why would the seifa be aser? So elamayis lechamim. What do you have to say? You're forced into a corner. You have to say because the reisha is pasuk when you're posuk damav sam chadaita. So when the goy does a medida, when he does a meshicha, he knows the price. He thinks when I'm pulling it, this sale's final because I know what I'm buying here. I know the price. But lo pasuk, if you didn't decide a price, the seifa lo sam chadaita. Even though he did a medida. Even though he did a Mashiach, he doesn't know what it's going to cost. It could be some exorbitant amount of money for it. He may not want this. So Mashiach only works when there's a smichas das, when there's pasuk dama.
But you still have the problem of kinyan, of some kind of kinyan. The smichas das doesn't coin it.
No, but that's a important stipulation to allow the kinyan to take back.
But you're still proving that Mashiach must help.
Mashiach does work when the smichas das. But the seifa when there's no smichas das.
So we're trying to figure out even people who say that smicha by goy doesn't help, if there's smichas das, mashicha helps.
If there's no smicha, say that again.
Even if we're saying that mashicha by goy doesn't help, if there's smichas das, we would say that mashicha
no,
by goy helps.
No, we haven't gotten yet to Rav Ashi.
He doesn't solve this.
We haven't gotten to Rav Ashi. He's first working within those who hold mashicha does work.
Okay.
Even you who hold mashicha says it does work by goy, it doesn't always work. You still need smichas das. Reishas pasuk damav, there's smichas das, seifa there's no smichas das, mashicha does work. So now once you acknowledge the distinction within Mashiach, now bring it back to me, Rashi says. So now Lididi, I, says Rashi, who doesn't hold of Mashiach. Mashiach doesn't work by Kinyan, by a guy. Nami, Afa gab the kadim le dinar. Now his okimta was he paid money. So he paid a dollar up front. So when he pays a dollar up front in the Resha, Pasuk Damav Samchadaita. But there's Seifa where there's no price yet made, Lo Pasuk, Lo Samchadaita. Even though I paid a dollar, I wasn't Samech Das on the final price, and therefore even I'll agree in the Seifa, it won't be a Kinyan. And when it becomes Yai Nesach, it's still in the possession of the Yid. Okay, we'll stop here.